Governor John Hickenlooper has requested a Superfund cleanup for nearly 50 old mining sites above the town of Silverton. That comes after an EPA crew triggered a spill at the Gold King mine last August, turning the Animas River orange. But what does a Superfund listing mean for the mountain town? KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn has more.
The EPA estimates the abandoned mines above Silverton are leaking nearly 4,000 gallons a minute of acidic, heavy metal-laden water. But past efforts at a cleanup have been piecemeal, and that's why they haven't worked, says Travis Stills.
Everything up there, including the current water treatment plant, has been purely reactive, low budget.
Stills is a Durango-based environmental lawyer. He's worked with local communities on several Superfund cleanups. He blames that low-budget approach for causing last year's Gold King mine disaster. And that's why he says the area needs something bigger and better, like a Superfund listing.
It's a process that's designed to reveal the full extent of a poorly known problem. And that's what makes it very, very powerful.
Putting a site on the Superfund list brings in federal authority and federal money. That matters because these kinds of cleanups cost a lot.
By the time Summitville ended up getting what needed, I think we were talking at the tune of about $200 million. I mean, that's how serious it was up there.
Christine Canali worked with community members and the EPA as they cleaned up the Summitville mine in Rio Grande County. That decades-long effort is now seen as a success story. And based on her experience, Canali has some advice for the town of Silverton. First, apply for grants and get technical assistance. Second, even though it's hard, residents have to be ready to work closely with the agency.
You know, people that are going to approach the EPA and have this antagonistic attitude towards them are not going to get information. They're not going to get buy-in. You just create defensiveness.
The EPA also promotes this approach. Bill Murray heads cleanups for the agency's Denver office. He says Superfund is, at its very core, a community-based program.
And in order for that to work, there has to be a strong partnership between the EPA, the state health department, and the local community. And so that's so very important to our success. And that's why the process works the way it does.
That's one reason the agency worked closely with Silverton officials to set the site's boundaries. It's also why they agreed to name the Superfund site the Bonita Peak Mining District, since Silverton and San Juan County didn't want their names to be associated with the cleanup.
That was important to the town of Silverton. They had real concerns about the town itself being part of the site, and we worked with them to take their concern into consideration.
The EPA has listed 48 mines and mine sites as part of the proposed cleanup. Murray doesn't anticipate any more being added and says some may be taken off the list. But what ultimately happens depends on what they find in the field, and he isn't making any promises on how long the process will take.
I can tell you that the problem took many, many decades to create, and it doesn't lend itself to a speedy completion.
One thing is certain, the cleanup effort above Silverton will go a whole lot faster now with a Superfund listing.
It's going to be sort of jumping to the front of the queue.
Justin Pideaux is a law professor at the University of Denver who has worked on Superfund cases. But even though the spotlight is currently shining on the mines in southwest Colorado, he says it's important not to lose sight of the bigger problem. That's the thousands of mines leaking toxic waste all across the West.
I think it's really easy for people to sort of fixate on this incident. The river turned orange, and I think that kind of focus is really missing the point. The point has got to be about moving ahead, making sure that mines like this aren't causing these kinds of problems in the future.
The EPA plans to formally propose the Bonita Peak Mining District for Superfund listing the third week of March. A 60-day public comment period will follow. Later this spring, the agency will begin taking soil and water samples in the area above Silverton. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.